reputation for Dwight Hudson, Dwight Hudson. Mr. Dwight Hudson presents with a history of pain in the left knee and the right shoulder. In the right shoulder, pain level is 7 to 8. And lower back pain is 8. Neck pain is 3 to 5. Pain in the left shoulder is 7 to 8. Pain in the left knee is 7. Patient has a history of fibromyalgia and has been suffering since the age of 16. He was involved in an automobile accident in 2023 where his car flipped around as a T-bone passenger side while he was a restaurant driver. And that is a reason for his pains. His MRIs that were done in December 2025 show a partial tearing of medial half of quadriceps tendon for the right knee, which is repaired. The left knee has a near complete bone-on-bone arthritis with a partial tearing of the medial meniscus. In the lumbar spine, there is a martellolisthesis anterior at L3-4, facet hypertrophy, ligament of phlebum thickening, and a bilateral foramen innervating. And a bulging disc at L4-5 with facet hypertrophy, and a facet hypertrophy at L5-S1. In the cervical spine, again, there is a uncomfortable joint hypertrophy, facet joint hypertrophy. 12 with the nerve root compression and foramen stenosis. Patient had carpal tunnel surgery for the right wrist in 2023 and right knee was replaced. His pain is now in the left knee, which is bone on bone and with meniscus tear. He's asking for an injection to bring some relief. So his pain is between 7 and 9 in the area of the neck, lower back, both shoulders and left knee. ADLs are affected 7. And 60% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL system review, additional issues, compliance history, and substance abuse. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 172 over 86, pulse 90, pulse of 600. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit. Patient is provided with the injection to the right shoulder intra-articular and to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons, as well as intra-articular injection to the left knee. The indications for the procedure are based on the findings for the MRIs, which show that there is a bone-on-bone on the left knee with no cartilage and meniscus tear completely. While in the shoulder, patient has a severe pain in the rotator cuff region. His Hawking Kennedy test is positive with speed test, near test, even anterior and posterior comprehension test is positive. So the injection to the intra-articular and to the rotator cuff will bring significant relief. And is being done according to protocol. Both left knee, I provided 5 cc's of dexamethasone with Marcan intra-articulars. For the right shoulder intra-articular, 5 cc's of dexamethasone and Marcan. For the supraspinatus tendon, I provided 4 cc's or 5 cc's of dexamethasone. So there is a MRI available, which shows full thickness tear of distal anterior supraspinatus tendon and a high-grade tear of infraspinatus subscapularis tendon. And so the injection was based on these findings. Patient tolerated the procedure very well and walked away safely. He was provided the following medication, Neurontin 600 mg every 8 hours for nerve pain, Allevil 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder, Lidocro ointment for topical pain relief, Tramadol 50 mg every 8 hours for 90 tablets for further pain relief. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.